Minnesota Music Notes. Stories from First Avenue. Chris Riemenschneider was no stranger to First Avenue or the Entry. As a music critic for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, he'd been covering the club since 2001. Taking notes, trying to puzzle out that blurred love triangle of performer, audience, and music. And yeah, how the club fit into that relationship too. Because in a great club, songs just clicked. So why on November 2nd, 2004, had First Avenue, that cultural touchstone for so many music lovers, declared bankruptcy? Riemenschneider covered the dispute for the Strib, and at heart it was a dispute between old friends Alan Fingerhut, who owned the club, and Byron Frank, who owned the building, and their fight to keep the club open against a corporatizing music industry. First Avenue reopened within 2 weeks, but a new thought was tugging at the music critic's mind. Somebody's got to write a book about this place. I mean, why hadn't anyone done it yet? It took over a decade, but Chris Riemenschneider finally published his book, 2017's First Avenue, Minnesota's Main Room. Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue, is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota History Center. Presenting First Avenue, Stories of Minnesota's Main Room, an exhibit that celebrates the nightclub that put Minnesota music on the map.